Back in April, you may remember this, John. President Obama unveiled a plan to build a network of high-speed rail lines. He had the big map behind him with all the red lines.
Got me dreaming.
He set aside $8 billion for improvements in our rail service, and he wants a separate $5 billion investment in trains that go more than 150 miles an hour. And this really could be an idea whose time has come. We've got governors from 8 Midwestern states that have asked the president for a rail system. Warren Buffett clearly betting on trains.
Well, he's betting on freight trains.
But still, rails.
Yeah.
And all around the country, regional officials are asking to try and get a slice of that stimulus money so they can lay down track. And the man who decides where that money will be spent is our next guest, Secretary of Transportation Ray LaHood. Welcome to the show. Ray, really, there is no transportation system in most of the country, and to build a high-speed rail system, you're going to have to start from scratch or less than scratch. So how are you going to get it done?
This is not dissimilar to back when Eisenhower signed the highway bill and creating the state-of-the-art interstate system we have in America. It took 4 decades to do it. We will not be dissuaded by how long it takes or how much money it takes, because this is the president's dream, it's the vice president's dream, and it's what people in America want. And other governments have done this because of the determination and the resources that they put forth.
But you've raised the very obstacle that politically is in your way. That Eisenhower interstate system is mostly what the Department of Transportation has to focus on, and getting off of the highway sort of addiction and on to the public transit light rail sort of mission is very, very difficult, and that's your job. That's your department.
Well, in the economic recovery plan, $28 billion for highways, $8 billion for transit, like streetcars, light rail, buses, and $8 billion for high-speed rail. That's $16 billion for something other than highways, and it's $8 billion times more than we've ever had at DOT for high-speed rail.
So Celeste and I were doing a little wagering this morning. We were saying, all right, so where are they going to pilot? Where do they want to pilot? Is it Atlanta to Miami? Is it Detroit, Chicago? Is it Detroit, St. Louis, Chicago, St. Louis, Salt Lake, Denver? Where do you pilot a light rail system?
Yes.
All of those.
Yes.
$8 billion.
There's good proposals coming from all over America. And there are companies that want to build this infrastructure, whether it's the train sets or the train tracks or whatever. So there's going to be some private money involved here. High-speed rail, passenger rail is coming to America.
Okay, let's go back to what John was talking about, which is our high-speed addiction to highways and our automobiles. We recently had the Cash for Clunkers program, which everyone points to as a success. And in terms of finances and businesses, it was a success. It did help the auto companies. But there's also this problem that 1 out of 7 vehicles that people purchased through the Cash for Clunkers program got less than 20 miles per gallon. And that has some environmentalists up in arms.
Well, look, the vast majority of cars that were traded in got very lousy gas mileage, and the vast majority that were purchased get very good gas mileage. And that was part of the program. We took not only a lot of clunkers, we took a lot of gas guzzlers off the road, and we took a lot of CO2. 700,000 cars were sold, and all of them get much better gas mileage than the one that now is in the junkyard.
Here's my thing, though. Through the entire, this whole kind of drama that's played out with the auto industry, there's been a lot of blame, and I'm not saying much of it was not deserved, but a lot of blame placed on the big three for how their big cars and their gas guzzlers, and they were building these gigantic expeditions and Hummers. And there was absolutely no blame laid at the door of the Department of Transportation, which in terms of CAFE standards has never held the auto industry to a tough line on how much gas mileage their car should be getting.
This is not your father or grandfather or mother or grandmother's DOT. The first executive order the president signed raised CAFE standards. We have worked with EPA. By 2012, the CAFE standard will be 25 miles per gallon. By 2016, 35 miles per gallon. And we will begin after that working. We've done a lot with the EPA this year on setting much higher gasoline standards. And now we're about ready to implement them.
Okay, well, let's move on to flight. Because our airlines are in trouble. Not just nationally, but globally. There is a new report out saying that next year, across the world, airlines are going to lose $5.6 billion.
We have a lousy economy. Business travel is way, way down. The airline industry is hurting. 1 million less travelers this holiday season. That's not good for the airline industry. And we're trying to do our part by helping them with next-generation technology, which we need to put in every airplane and every TRACON to upgrade the kind of equipment that guides planes in and out of airports. We're trying to do our part because we know the airline industry is hurting. And
But Bob Crandall on this program addressed this point directly and said that the problem in the United States is there is no such thing as a transportation policy. There's meetings with the airline industry on Monday. There's meetings with the car industry on Tuesday. There's meetings with the railroad industry on Wednesday. But never is there an overarching policy where the federal government would have a role in setting capacity in air, in automotive transport infrastructure, and rail.
Yeah, we are putting together a pretty good comprehensive transportation plan as we speak right now, and hopefully we'll be able to roll that out next year. We think this is a legitimate criticism, that there does need to be kind of a roadmap about transportation and all modes of it, particularly the ones that the vast majority of people use, and we're working on that.
What's your favorite way to get around?
I like driving myself. I mean, I drive. I have a 19.
What do you think he drives? What do you think he drives?
I'll tell you what I drive. Back in Peoria, which is my hometown.
I was going to guess.
Okay, go ahead.
A smart car.
I drive in Peoria a Ford Escape hybrid.
Very nice car.
And in Washington, because I'm poor, I've been in Congress, I've been in public service, I drive a 1998 Buick Regal, which I thought was a clunker, tried to trade it in, and it didn't qualify.
If you think the Secretary of Transportation needs an upgrade on his transportation in Washington, call us at 877-8-MY-TAKE or mytake@thetakeaway.org.
You know, I mean, one of the things that I have to imagine that a comprehensive transportation policy that you're talking about is going to have to encompass is safety. On any way that we get around.
Right.
One of the most disturbing stories that John and I talk about constantly is the stories of distracted driving. Is that something that the federal government needs to step in and talk about?
Nobody has been more passionate about distracting driving than Ray LaHood. When you get in your car, put your cell phone in the glove compartment. Shut it off. You cannot talk and drive safely. You cannot text and drive safely. You cannot eat food and drive safely. You cannot put makeup on and drive safely. You can't shave and drive. You can't do these things in a car and drive it safely. And people have to take personal responsibility for the fact that number one, we're hooked on cell phones. Number two, they need to put them away when they're driving. All of us need to do that.
But do you support, as a matter of federal policy, restrictions on the kind of technology that's now proliferating in commercially available cars that have screens all over the dashboard that do just as much distracting as cell phones?
I think they're a distraction.
You would favor federal limitations.
I think these things are a distraction, and I think somebody needs to speak up on the idea that unless you have both hands on the wheel, looking forward or in the rearview mirror, you are not driving safely. Bottom line, that's it.
Well, Ray LaHood, thanks so much for stopping by and talking with us about the future of transportation. Stick with us. We're going to ask you a few more questions for a web special at thetakeaway.org for our listeners. Ray LaHood is the Obama administration's Secretary of Transportation.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing. Or
politics.
Country music.
Hockey.
Sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.